Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Lama Beis Avodah Zarah 32. Back in our Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Lama Beis, the Mishnah had said, "Eilu Dvarim Shal Ovdei Kochavim Asurin VeIsuron Isur Hana." These are the things of an idolater which are prohibited, and their prohibition also goes to such an extent that you are prohibited to derive any benefit from those matters. What are these things? Yayin vachomet shel ovdei kochavim, wine and vinegar of idolatry, which had begun as wine, and those things are prohibited because of the concern that it was used as part of a libation, that it was what's called yayin nesach. But in addition to that, the next line in the Mishnah states cheres hadriani, that is also prohibited to derive any benefit not only from wine but also from the cheres, the pottery of Hadriani, of Hadrian. What is Hadrian's pottery? So on Ardaf Yomi, on Lama Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses the pottery of Hadrian. Says the Gemara, "My Hadriani, what is this Hadrianic pottery?" So first, the first suggestion of the Gemara is the position of Shmuel. Says Rav Yehuda that Shmuel taught cheres shel Hadrianus Caesar, that this refers to the pottery of the Emperor Hadrian, the Caesar Hadrian, that when Hadrian went out into battle, his soldiers would take this pottery with him. Who is Hadrian? So we know that Hadrian was the Roman emperor from the year 117 to 138, and he was the emperor who persecuted the Jews to such a degree that all the tremendous Hadrianic persecutions, when we read about the destruction of the killing of the 10 martyrs, which we read about on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, the horrible destruction, like, for example, which we had discussed about Hanina ben Taradion earlier in our tractate, that was under the rule of Hadrian, Hadrianic persecutions. And indeed, Hadrian suppressed Bar Kokhba, and one of the most vicious defeats in Jewish history was the suppression of the Bar Kokhba army. And so this is Hadrian. So we were taught that we're not allowed to use Hadrian's pottery. But Shmuel didn't explain what this really meant. So comes along Rav Dimi, and he gives an explanation. It's not clear to me if he is arguing with the position of Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel just prohibited it because of such distaste for Hadrian himself, or whether or not Rav Dimi is offering an explanation of what Shmuel meant. But this is what Rav Dimi said, that this pottery of Hadrian, this clay of Hadrian, was karka basua, that Hadrian took karka basua, that he took earth that had never been used, shelo avada, it had never been worked, it had never been planted, and nothing had ever been grown on it. And what did he do with it? Avada unita'a. He took the earth, and he used it, and he planted it amongst grapevines. And because it grew amongst these grapevines, the grapes that it produced, and then the wine that it produced, was really powerful and really strong and really good. Uramile lechamra begulfe chiyuri. And then what he did was, he took the wine from these grapes that had grown amongst this special clay, and he poured it into new pottery utensils that had never ever absorbed the liquid in them in their entire existence. And then what he did was, he filled up these new pottery utensils, and he filled them up with wine, and the walls of the pottery, since they were new, they absorbed the taste of the wine into the walls like a sponge absorbs a liquid. And so that is how they absorbed the taste. And then what they did was, they broke these utensils, they broke the pottery utensils which had the wine in them, v'dorobadayu, and then the Romans took these shards of the pottery with them, v'kolhechi d'matu, and wherever they came, and they wanted to drink wine, toruahu. Then what they did was, they took these shards of the pottery, and they soaked it in water, and then the wine which had been absorbed went out into the water, vishasu, and they drank the wine which had been basically diluted with the water that they used to soak the pottery shards in. And so that was what's called Hadrian's pottery, or Hadrian's clay. And so as a result of this,
This is why it's prohibited, because it's really, as according to Rav Dimi's explanation, it's really the wine of the idolaters, and the wine of the idolaters is prohibited to drink. And this wine, even though it went through this process, basically being reconstituted, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Rishon shelanu kishlishi shelahen, that what we consider to be our best wine is really only equivalent to their third best wine. That's how good it tasted. The Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos offers a different explanation. He says that they would mix clay with wine, and they would soak it there for a long period of time, and as a result of that, it would become a substance that they were able to turn into pottery. And then after it was formed as a pottery utensil, then when they needed to, they would soak it again in water and dissolve the pottery and keep the wine. And that is how they had the wine, and that is how Rambam prohibits it. So he says it never even had to go into a furnace. What is the idea behind this? Is there? And so when I was thinking about this, it struck me as a very powerful idea that even though they disguise the idolatry, they disguise it by turning it into a utensil, nevertheless, the idolatry was still there. It was hidden. And when something came to it, the water came to it, and they soaked it in the water, it reignited and was still potent. So basically, idolatry, even though it's disguised, can still be an incredibly powerful and dangerous force.